I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. By the end of the week, Juneau's downtown emergency shelter and soup kitchen plans to be serving all of its patrons at its new facility on the other side of town. I visited the old and new Glory Hall facilities on Tuesday to learn more about the move.
Let me tell you here. This is our kitchen.
Robert Pedrina works at the Glory Hall as a cook and cleaner. He shows me around the mostly empty building downtown. The new kitchen isn't ready yet, so he'll still be cooking here for a while. But meals will be delivered to the new building beginning later this week.
Walk-in, where we get the food.
Space is tight in the kitchen area. The day room sounds spacious.
Before this, the night, that in this area, is people we can eat.
Right. But that's because it's empty. It's been closed since the pandemic because it's too cramped to keep enough distance between people to meet health guidance for limiting the spread of COVID-19. The shelter has been renting a bigger space next door as a day room and to serve meals. It will shut down this week, too, as the new space opens on Teal Street near the airport. Out the back door, one of the few people still staying here is waiting on some laundry.
Gerald S. James, nickname Speedy.
James says he works part-time in the evening and has been helping a bit with the Glory Hall's move. He's a little sentimental about the old building.
Being here has changed me. When I was working, I was alcoholic.
As he tells it, his life took a bad turn a few years ago after he lost a restaurant job in town that he'd had for decades. He says he was drinking a lot of hard alcohol and living on the streets. He says he started staying at the downtown Glory Hall a few years ago, and he's still drinking, but says he gets by with beers now instead of hard liquor. He says he's tapering himself down.
I started to realize, I don't want to be like this. I don't want to be like this. I want to live a long life. I got kids. Got my grandkids.
The Glory Hall used to deny entry to people who failed a breathalyzer test. That condition was suspended during the pandemic. It hasn't been decided yet if it's coming back. When he's done with his laundry, James says he'll figure out how to make the move to the new Glory Hall.
I got to head out the road and go grab my stuff and talk to the guys inside and see about another place. So I got to find out about that, and I guess I got a room.
He does. One of 42 at the new Glory Hall. James has a relative in town who helps him get around, but at the new place, he'll be near a bus stop and have access to a shuttle service the nonprofit is running. Luke Roman is the Glory Hall's program manager. He shows me around the new place, where work is still underway.
So this is our day room you walk into. So
it feels kind of like a college residence hall. On the ground floor, there's the day room, kitchen, storage, and office space, plus an elevator. The old Glory Hall was not wheelchair accessible. On the second floor, there's a laundry room, a hallway of individual bathrooms and showers, and the bedrooms. Some have curtains up temporarily, where doors will eventually go. The rooms are small and Spartan, but they're individual rooms. No bunks.
I think giving people their own space is going to be huge for, you know, people's mental health and well-being. Like, a lot of these people are never alone at this point, you know. They sleep either at the warming shelter, at the Glory Hall, in rooms with people, and then they hang out all day in the Glory Hall, and maybe the only, you know, 10 minutes they get alone every day is, like, going on a walk or something, so.
Roman says it's more dignified. The residents will have their own room keys, plus locking storage inside for extra security.
Safe, which is a big thing, because theft is huge at the Glory Hall, and I think...
But the new Glory Hall is still an emergency shelter.
And we're still trying to, like, get people in and out to something better as fast as possible, but the reality is it sometimes takes a while, so we're allowing people to, like, make themselves at home a little bit. Ideally, people are going to be here for, like, 6 months or less, but sometimes it doesn't work out that way.
Outside, the grounds still need a lot of work. Patrons can earn a little money picking up trash, volunteer replanting the vegetable garden, even work on the Jordan Creek restoration project. An empty lot next door will eventually become a social services hub, where it'll be easy to connect the Glory Hall's patrons with different agencies that serve them. Maria Lovishuk is the Glory Hall's executive director.
The facility is really amazing, and I think what it means to me is the ability to provide folks with a space that's not traumatizing and that's beautiful.
She says moving people into the new building is like a dream come true. It's taken years of work from many people in the community. She says a grand opening event is in the works. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.